ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it is 1/11/2024. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you got war in the Middle East, and my Bible is once again, as it has been for some time, for the Lord showed me to read this to you. Ezekiel 38:39, Brother Quayle and I started on it years ago. So here it is. I'm just going to read. Here it is. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the land of Magog. Against Gog, the land of Magog, and the chief prince Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And I will turn thy jaws, okay? Turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, and all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the Hazator Garmad, the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people are with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company, that they are assembled and unto thee, and we be thou a guard against them. Guard unto them, and after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come from the land that is brought forth from the sword, and is gathered out of the many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the mountains, out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. Also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into the mind, and shall think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you've got a scenario where that allegedly, Brother Quayle and I just talked to Brother Quayle, because I tell you, there's so much going on, and I'm telling you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, that is the key. Without Jesus, you're not getting it anywhere. You're going to have to go the way of the truth of life. You got to go through Jesus or the Our Father in heaven. You see what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, it is just amazing to me that everything else is being lucified up. Being lucified up, and this is a war. It is a dadgum war, let me tell you. It's a real war, and people get injured and die, and that's all there is to it. Now, from what I understand, what I understand here in this scenario is that, quite frankly, let me just see here. I'm trying to get back to my one thing. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got. It looks like there's a possibility after the Houthi attack, 24 Houthis, you know, drones and different things. And we got the U.S. attacking, having to hit back and all the things. And meanwhile, apparently from what Brother Quayle is saying, there's a possibility or some probability, a possibility that there are doubles of the Austin guy, and that the dupe or the duplicate or the double is the one that has the stuff. While meanwhile, the football is loose somewhere, or who knows? But at the same time, apparently, the Brits and in their Cobra, and then also the United States are possibly going to strike multiple targets tonight, possibly strike multiple targets tonight in Yemen. However, they do that, we've known for years about Hezbollah, and then the Hezbollah leader, the Israelis taking him out. Well, I guess they've met in the Hague, declaring Israel as a genocidal nation. And I don't know what's all going to happen, but I will tell you this. It's Ziga 38-39, you know? And when you go to 38-39, you see what's going to happen. But it's also going to hit the United States. Also going to hit the United States at some point in time. And what a wonderful, just wonderful time while they're talking about elections, which I still don't necessarily see elections happening fully. I really do not see that necessarily because, not because I hate one or the other or this or that or the other, but I'm telling you, it's because the fact that we might have bombs raining down or EMP blasts and all the different things, because I'll tell you, British government, UK and US are possibly going to attack, according to reports, covert reports. Leslie Al Turner put this out, I believe. Brother Quayle talked to me about it just to let me know. And very large-scale attacks on dozens of sites in Yemen. Now, the problem is, if that is the case, we might just have the situation where Iran, which took a tanker today, a U.S. tanker, that they may zap the United States or may zap Israel. Israel is getting ready for their Samson option, their nuclear options, because they have different things placed throughout Europe and Russia and different places to hit back in a Samson option, an option that the last thing you tear it down, okay? But I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I do not know the exact timing dates or anything of this stuff. I just have been seeing it for more than 20 years, Ezekiel 38-39. And I want you to be aware that something's going to happen, because it's not all going to be about Iowa in a snowstorm or something like that. And I wish that it was, but I'm going to tell you, even all of this, they're doing everything they can, even if Trump is popular as the polls say, they still may not allow him there to run. And he may be on the ballots, but they still may not allow him, because they may nail his butt in court. And then you can figure that all the big money has been going to Nikki Haley. I suspect that's the Bush money and the all of the money from the big bankerinos and stuff, because they do not want an anti-New World Order Trump. And they do not want anything but the United States, Canada, Europe, everything as part of the World Economic Forum, as part of the New World Order. And I understand that in Canada they're arresting reporters and news people for asking questions, okay, and allegedly bumping in somebody walking backward with a microphone trying to interview a politician, and then the cop gets directly in his way, the Mountie, and the guy accidentally bumps into him because he's walking back, and they arrest him for basically assault and battery on a police officer. So arrest him that. And I'll tell you, this thing is going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. But you better pray to the Lord Jesus, because if without Jesus, you ain't going to have nothing going on. That is the key. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, my situation, I still have very bad lung cancer. I can barely walk, okay? I need a wheelchair around. I was doing some stuff with the walker, but I do not have that ability. And I've had to, last week I should have got a transfusion in order of blood, because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, just so much fatigue, and I had shows that I would say are not as good as I normally would do. And God bless you all for sitting in there and for sticking with me, for sticking with Quail, for sticking with everybody all these years. And may the Lord protect you against all evil, and may he provide me with a medical miracle so I can continue on. Lord Jesus, come to me, remove my cancer with a medical miracle, restore my bodily systems, and restore me to full, more optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And may he be out there. May he out there, anybody who has the need, Lord Jesus, you know who they are. I pray that you would provide them with medical miracles or economic miracles or what have you that you need to do with them or for them, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And God bless you. Thank you for all of your prayers out there. I see your emails, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. You can reach me also by mail at Secure Mail, Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-08, Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-08. And to all the people in the United States and all around the world, may the Lord Jesus, anything, if you send me a card or a letter or any kind of a deal or wish me well, or if you put a little something in it, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a bit perhaps of a bit of a check, a bit of something else, you know what I'm saying? Or, oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, just a little do-re-mi. I'm going to tell you what, the Lord will bless you, hopefully 10,000-fold, because I'm telling you, you're keeping old Hawk in the game. Better reserve notes, little silver, little gold, or a check. Make it the Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return to you 10,000-fold. Oh, I'll tell you what, I have not been so fatigued or tired. My voice still sounds good. And people say, well, your voice sounds good. Everything must be fine. No. Buddy and ladies and gentlemen, I can barely do it. I've had a fourth round of chemo. Now, let me tell you some more about that. I mean, I'm not at the position where I just am getting cancer. I'm at the position where it's full-blown, okay? I do not have time to drink all of the stuff and do that. I try to still do what I can do. And I've been doing things, but it just will not, applying for somebody's new serum or this, new, that, or the other, it will not necessarily do it because I don't have the ability to do so. I can barely walk or function without, and I even have a wheelchair in my home. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say to you. I am not ambulatory for the most part, but I am still with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus is with me. Oh, power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I did get a blood transfusion. I felt a little better this week than I did last. And thank you so very, very much for all of the information you do receive or send to me. And I will say what, God bless the Mars Hill gang and Lady J and the Iowans, Dunlap, different places, Carolinas, and a lot of places, South Carolina, the beekeepers, all the different, the beehives, all the people. Maine Maniacs, God bless you all up there, the Maine Mainers. And Indiana, Michiganders, Tejas, bless Tejas, God bless you. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, for those, I love all of you down in Texas. And for the Warren's Hole Drive gang, may God bless you all. May God bless you and return it to you 10,000-fold. If you keep Old Hawk in the game, and I pray you do, because I'll tell you, the Lord still wants me to be in it because I haven't been told to leave. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know when the war comes, but I know that Ezekiel 38:39 says that the war does. Live strike on Yemen right now. Per preppers. Emergency prepper. New York prepper. I don't have time to do it other than it's emergency alert. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to go down. I really don't, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this. You better get your anything you can get ready to go. If you do not have it already, and I've been telling you for over almost 20 years, Brother Quayle's been telling you for 30, and Brother Evans and on up all the time doing different things, and I still keep doing it. And I tell you, Matthew 25, Lord Jesus. And I tell you what, Matthew 25, Lord Jesus tells you to prepare. Tells you to prepare. God bless you all out there. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, if they do pop us, you better have your generators ready. Better have your generators ready. And if you can, go get you some more gasoline, or if you have the solar generators charged, or other battery banks charged, please get ready to be able to activate them. You know what I'm saying? Plus candles, Dietz lanterns, Petromax lanterns, okay? But you got to do your Petromax. You can only do your lamp oil or your olive oil or the Dietz lamp oil or olive oil. No kerosene inside, no regular stuff inside the house as far as all the different things you could burn in a Petromax lantern, including gasoline. You don't want that in the house. I still prefer lamp oil or olive oil in terms of that. You do have a kerosene lamps. But I'll tell you what, if you have an ability, and now it's really cold in a lot of places, if you've got your firewood stacked, and I hope you do, then just be ready to go. Be ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. Because I'm going to tell you what. Without the Lord Jesus, it ain't going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be people that will come down the road at you. People that come down the road, and I've told you for so long, and it's like 1 second after. Wim R. Forstchen. And I told you last week. And somebody, J.W., God bless you, said you listened to an old show, which I had I don't have on my particular archive or know which one it was at the time. It was Greg Evans and I in Shadow of Darkness, and you said, hey, man, you guys nailed it way, way back then. And Brother Quail, I just talked to him, Brother Quail nailed this stuff so long ago that it's not even funny. And you know why? Because Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, you know, he tells you about it. And Luke 21, he tells you about it. All right. For then shall be great tribulation, verse 21, such as was not since the beginning of the world to these times, nor ever shall be. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, when you see, when you hear wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And great kingdom against kingdom, there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Just the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 25 says you better get lamp oil. But it also implies that you need the food and the water as well, and all of it. And don't try to get it the last second. Don't try to buy it. You know, don't try to beg it. Because I'm going to tell you, the last second, those who have it need to go get the lamp oil for themselves. You know, that's the way it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I pray that you would keep old Hawk in the game and striking blows against the Lucy as best I can. Brother Quail says that quite possibly there's multiple Austins, multiple sec deaths, and who knows where this, that, or the other is anymore. Or who's going to attack whom and who's not going to attack whom. And you've got a Presidente and all the cabinet members that are involved in the chain of command. Don't know Dulu's on squat or any kind of a thing, and it's too late in the game. Too late in the game for that because we already got nailed again today after they found out about Austin being gooped up. U.S. striking Yemen. All right. Emergency alert. I don't know what else to say other than that. But now, Iran, you see, may pop us. And I tell you, knock an EMP out. And when the power grid goes down, what are we going to do? It's very cold. You got to have the firewood going. You better have some gas, you know, like a natural gas if it still is working. Brick warmers, you know, also a Sam, soapstone bed warmers and different things like that. But I'm going to tell you. Just get every blanket you can get and get your fleeces, your different things ready to go. Ready to go. All I know is, Lord Jesus told us, wars, rumors of wars, nation rise against nation. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes, diverse places, you see? Oh, I don't know, man. It's just going to be, it's going to be like the Lord says. It's going to be like in the Bible. And I just, It boggles my mind. Boggles my mind because it's reading right out of it. Reading right out of the Bible, and what Jesus is telling us, that's going to be happening. Now, RadioHawks777@hotmail.com is my email. All secure and no problem. Mail at Hawk 3965 West. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. That is secure mail. That is no trouble there. No trouble whatsoever. None whatsoever. And I have ability to have somebody to pick it up with me while I go in the car, generally, if I have ability to. And it all is taken care of, and there's no problem. No problem whatsoever. So just to let you know, there's no difficulty. If you don't hear me on air, I'm going to try to get any information to Brother Quayle sometimes as early as I can. And then I do let people know. Sometimes I email, although I am not able to get to my down the hallway all the time, every 5 minutes to be on the computer. And I don't play games on my phone so much because I don't want to play with that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. Lord Jesus has let you know in John 14 how you can see him. And he also tells you what he will do for you. Tell you what he will do. Because you see, in his Father's house are many mansions, you see. But here's what we want to say. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he speaketh the words. He doeth the works. Let me read that over again. And I have entered a long time with you, and have you just not known me, Philip? Thou hast seen me. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, it's bugging me with the lighting here. Have you seen me? Hath you seen me? And myself then? Seen the Father and he's seen me? Okay, now, believest thou that not that I am in the Father and that me and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me, for I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So if you believeth on Jesus, the works that he does, you will all do also. You got to read that right. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask of me, Whatsoever you shall ask of my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. His name is Jesus. And then he goes on to tell you, in John, further down, he tells you how to manifest, if you'd like to see him or be manifest to him. It's like verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The way, the truth, the light, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus, you see. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, the things are getting ready to happen. But just be beyond belief. And like Jesus says, if the time are not short for the elect, there will be no flesh be saved. So we hit one, and somebody else hits the other, and then it goes round and goes round robin, wild weasel, okay? And that's all there is to it. Oh, boy. Now listen to me. If they hit tonight, I don't know what to do because it's going to be awfully doggone cold. And I tell you what, I'm going to pray. That's what I'm going to do. Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, Lord, to everybody out there listening to the show, to give them the heads up. Give them the heads up, my Lord Jesus. To tell them even more than you've told them in Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21, and in the Revelations, Lord Jesus, give them the direct heads up to let them know what to do or where to go or how to do it. And I'm going to tell you what, if you do not have that basement corner, if you do not have the shelter corner, then by golly, you may be in a situation where you need to make one up. You can go at stevequayle.com, or you can see me at GS Radio, star 5, you see, listening, gsradio.net, star 5, pop up, there you go, that's what you're doing. God bless the old stagecoach stop out there. I made the little dog keep nailing the coyotes and the wolves, okay? Okay, yes, UK have launched major bombardment on Yemen. I can't see it on the television or anything like that, but all right. Oh, boy. Yemen is under attack. It has begun. Ah, ha, ha. Okay, wow, wow, wow. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, you won't make it without the Lord Jesus, so you better pray and pray and let your people know. To all the young ones out there, all the young children, if your mommy and daddy haven't done it, but if you're listening in the background, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Lord Jesus loves you, and may you love him too, and may you pray to Lord Jesus to protect your mother and your father as well, or your friends. Amen, amen. I pray that we do not have the nuclear scenario that I've seen or foreseen for some time. The Lord's showing it to me. Starting out Ezekiel 38:9, and when you look at 39, what you're going to see, is all the burying of the dead that will be done in Israel. It's just crazy. Navy destroyers and fighter jets and submarines are raining missiles down on Houthi right as we play. Ah, man, man. Nailing the heck out of them, I guess. Capital of Sana is on Thursday night after U.S. warned of consequences. So they're raining them down, but I'll tell you what will Iran do? Or will it be the, not just the Hamas's, but will it be the Lebanese, okay, in Lebanon? They have thousands and thousands of missiles, but the Houthis also have big anti-ship missiles as well. So we don't know what's going to go down, you know? Don't know what's going to go down or who's running the show. Is it Austin, or is it a fake Austin, or a dupe Austin, or is it Red China Joe? And in the midst of all this, will the Chinese go after Taiwan? And when we're sitting on a scenario where we don't have the amount of missiles and different things we should have, then that force you into, to ICBM stuff? Oh, boy. Anyway, it's not like the old Hawk hadn't told you about it. I warned you it might be coming, and now apparently some of the part of it is at least coming. Some of the part of it is coming, and there you are. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that's all I can tell you. And that's what I can bet on for myself and for you or the others. Oh, man, oh, man. Power in the blood of Jesus. Ah, oh, man, let's see if I've got anything else here. So we're about into the Ezekiel 38-39 World War III endgame stuff. And that's all there is. I'm going to go right here to this. Ah, man, ah, man. Let's see what WSM has to say here. They're still talking about, in terms of this, the inflation going back up. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have that year supply of food or Mountain House or MREs or canned goods or just if nothing else, and you still have an opportunity to get it. Get you at least one more can of Progresso or Chunky Soup, ladies and gentlemen. Get you one more business of freeze-dried food, and you can go if you can't get it online, because the online might be timing-wise problems. See if you can go to Cabela's or a Bass Pro or a Shields or wherever it might be. Academy, whatever, and get you some. Walmart probably has some different long-term storage food, too, locally. And everything just seems to be 37,000 on the Dow. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you know. Gold and silver, I'll tell you, if this really goes the way it might go, you can see some further movement in gold, silver, and platinum, et cetera. Further movement, gold, silver, and platinum. Because, see, we're about, let's see what we had on the Dow Jones, 711.02, all right? 711 means 7 come 11, so that's a dice game in the Dow Jones. And they're just saying, you, yeah, that's all the whole bit. But I'm tell you what, gold, 2,035.65, up 609. Silver 22.9 an ounce, up 09. Platinum 931.50, 694 up. But I'm going to tell you, when the time comes, you won't be able to get any of it. Silver dimes, silver quarters, silver dollars, ounce of silver, excelente. See if you can get some of them locally. Coin shops, Brother Quail, 406-586-5000. 406-586-4840. If you can still get them, and Steve can get them to you quick, 406-586-4840. And ask for Steve or his son Tyler. Tyler's now doing podcasts. Incredible. He did one last week. And just excellent. And then also Daryl, the brother Dale, the manager. If you have ability to get satellites and stuff, phones, Stephanie for the quails, Chantus, or singing daughter Stephanie Quail. May the Quail family be loved. And I talked to Steve right before I came on air. He asked me how I was doing. I said, man, I said, you know, the Lord Jesus still got me in the game. And that's all I can say to you. And he said, God bless you, brother. You know, we're just going to keep doing what we've been told to do. And until the Lord takes us or says to stop. And I don't know in terms of which part of the country might be worse off or whatever, but there's a lot of cold. A lot of cold, cold, cold. And snow. But there always is because it's the winter, but that's the perfect time to nail the United States. No lights, you know. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Get whatever you can do to stay warm and to keep it going, because I'm going to tell you might have in Texas or someplace like that, like they knocked out the power grid down there just by it without doing anybody else. But it wouldn't surprise me if they don't try and zap it in other places as well, because it already has been zapped. And I don't know, man, you know, what I would do when you're sitting there trying to have to plug the old oxygen in, you know, in terms of the battery backups and the different stuff to keep it rolling. And the any solar chargers you got, you better get them rolling. You better do that right now if you can. And we still, Trump, we don't know what's going to go down really with him. He did a decent town hall last night, but he's not necessarily the savior. He ain't the savior. I agree with his situations in terms of some of his policies. But I don't know if he'll be the one or if they'll let him win or run or anything. And Biden, terrible. I mean, it's just destruction. And then we're about ready for the possibility of a government shutdown because of the border. Because I'm going to tell you, you got 10 million people coming across the border. And they're replacing everybody. You go to Brooklyn, you replace black people, white people, Jewish people, all kind of people that are American citizens. And you jerk them out of their schools and you place illegal aliens, which are not U.S. citizens, them, and you take care of them over and above the children that are in the schools. And then you're still giving people $5,000 and all kind of stuff like that and all these different phones. In exchange, you're being bringing in lower and lower and lower and lower and lower wages by bringing in all these people. And then you're bringing in an invasion of Chinese and Russians, Africans, all kind of different other Asians. You're going to bring in, Central Americans, and many, 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 many of them just of military age, single men. So food, water purification, like Berkey's, or Pro Alexa Pure Pros, or whatever it is you got, Katie Dines, whatever you can do. Or just boil the doggone water, you know. And I'm going to tell you, that is the best possibility, is the water, the food. You're going to have the warm clothing and the socks and the gloves, just like I've been telling you. You're going to have the firearms and the ammunition and medical supplies. Do the best you can, and it's not necessarily online. Go to the CVS, go to the Walgreens, go wherever you go. Go to the grocery store, go to the Sam's, go to the Costco's, wherever you go. Man, oh man, oh man. It ain't going to be about anything else but what Lord Jesus has to say here pretty quick. Power in the blood of Jesus. Now, the key here is that our Father in heaven sent the only begotten Son, Jesus, down here. That if you would believe in him, he would wash sins clean with his blood. And that's the best deal in town. So repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. All right? To be your Savior. And wash you clean. Amen, amen. Yes, warship was hit. Aha. Uh-huh. More info running. Update. Yes, warship was hit. More info coming soon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is maybe on, maybe on, maybe on, maybe on. Lord Jesus, will you protect all the listeners of this program? Will you provide them with protection? Lord, we instruct those who need to go and to get food immediately to go and get food immediately, and those that are prepared. Tell them where to be and tell them what to do with your children or what to do. Read, oh, my babies, read all the children out there that the Lord Jesus loves you. Ah, man, oh, man, oh, man. But be not afraid, because I'll tell you what. Your parents have done the best they possibly can, particularly some of the ones I know through this radio broadcast. Ah, oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man. if you have your car, your truck, and it's not gassed up, go gas it up here this evening as soon as you possibly can. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if by chance you can keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, then anything is most needed and welcome. Radio Hawk, 3965, or just make it the Hawk, you know, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. That is secure business, no problem. I receive things there without any difficulty. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold if possible, because I don't know how I'm going to turn out on all this stuff. And I just try to stay in the game and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And warn the remnant of what is to come and what possibly may happen here pretty quick. And yeah, the old Worn Soul Drive crew, God bless you all down there. Road and Track, Little L. God loves you all. And your mommy and dad are good people. I'm going to show you what to do. And God bless the smiles that the Lord has put on your face, because I know you love him too. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I wished I could sometimes do a little better deal than I like I used to, but I'm telling you, I'm sticking in the game. And any help or assistance, it's most welcome. Most welcome. Oh, boy. if we get, I mean, we're going to get nailed, I'll tell you, we better get down and get our water, make sure we know what we're doing and get in the corner now and then and watch the, opportunity to either get to the basement or get into the corner shelter or whatever you might do, or to stack some stuff up. There's also the talks about the January 21, 22. So if it has begun into Yemen, then maybe we'll see the scenario out of Lebanon and maybe out of the actual Iranians. Rush said that the Medvedev has said in Russia that if any of the Ukrainians hit any of their missile launch sites, that they're going to use nukes. And when the nukes start, it's not going to quit. The nukes start, it's not going to quit, because it's going to be round the rosy, ring around the rosy, around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he provide you with medical miracles or economic miracles or just miracles of protection. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand up for your Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home or your business or your supplies or what have you. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mighty men and women of valor, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against Lucifer. All right. And this is part of the D. Part of the big deal, if you know what I mean. All right. Dates, times, everything, 21st, whatever the date is. I've been watching dates for so many years. Mr. Scott, God bless you. And there's a warning of different things, and I'm going to tell you what. It will come just like a thief in the night, and the best thing to do is to prepare and to be ready. That's the best thing to do. And to look at all the different things. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mickey, because I'm going to tell you. And you might want to head to Porky's out of the colder zones. All right? Rolling track and little L. God bless you. I'm glad I made it past the first of the year here through the holidays, through Christmas. And I'm still alive. I'm still doing the best I can. And I will continue to do so. And I'll try to be up tomorrow night as well. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all you do. And God bless you for all your prayers and assistance, any kind of a thing. God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. I know some have a hard time hearing it, but I'm trying to do the best I can. Trying to do the best I can. And I keep going because the Lord tells me to keep going. Now, what one thing I will say is this. Power in the blood of Jesus, and if you have not done it once again, repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, he'll wash you clean. Go read John 14, and he tells you, if you want him to manifest himself to you, tell him how he will do it. He tells you how. Anything you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will do so that he would do it in your name. You know, he would do it. And then also, if you believe it in him, the things that he will do, he will do also. All right, read that. John 14, that's what you want to do, man, I'm telling you. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Now, anything that is seen or done, you can send it to me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. I try to respond to it as best I can or see it as best I can. But I'm going to tell you something. I've never had a scenario where you know, I had some problems during the summer, and it might have been the beginning of some of this stuff. Well, this stuff has moved into muscles and livers and different things like that. I need a medical miracle. Lord Jesus, will you pray? And all the prayers that are prayed to you for me, Lord, will you come down and remove this cancer from my body, Lord Jesus? Will you move from my body, provide me a medical miracle, and restore me back to more full health? In your name I pray. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. You're a fantastic audience. I've been with you for almost 20 years now or better. And it looks like we may be into some of the problems that may develop into something else, into bigger attacks or something, or attacks on the U.S. I pray not. I pray not. But with all of this mess with the Secretary of Defense and Red China Joe and all the different people, who's really in control of the country? You know what I mean? Who is? And then the Red Chinese told Biden, apparently in November, that they were going to hit Taiwan. So the Taiwanese out there, and my friend on the sailboat, you better tell the boys to get ready to roll and rock and roll. And I mean it. You know who you are. Lives in the sailboat, on the sailboat over in those seas over there. And who knows some of those in the Taiwanese. Oh, boy. Lord Jesus, I pray. I pray that you would protect America, if possible. But better yet, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll protect your people, those who love you and who have repented of their sins and ask you to be their Savior. Don't go into their loose green eyes without a bite, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. God bless you. Go out and prepare tonight and watch to see if anything further develops. God willing, I'll be on tomorrow night as well. Good night. Thank you.